You're listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast with Field Recognition Specialist Wayne McMullen. And welcome to this week's podcast. Well, last week I had a fantastic time in Southern Illinois for the Ambit Midwest Training Conference. It was their first ever training conference, and all of the consultants up there were really incredible. And in particular, I got to hear the stories of our consultants, and that's what I'm all about. But first, it's time for our Ambition Minute. There's a lot going on at Ambition 2014. So on today's Ambition Minute, we're going to give you a recap of the major events for each and every day. As always, please check out the Event Center at events.ambitenergy.com for more details. Day one of Ambition is Wednesday, and it's all about the golf tournament, Ambitious Women's Session, and the Spanish Session. Day two, Thursday, is our opening session at the Convention Center, and in the evening we'll have our kickoff event at Dr. Pepper Ballpark. Friday is all about training, and at the Convention Center we'll have plenty of training for all of you consultants. And in the evening, we'll have some great fun events for you to attend also. Saturday, of course, is our general session at American Airlines Center, where you'll hear keynote speeches from our co-founders and special guests, not to mention all of the incredible awards that we've given out. Then we round our Ambition with our grand finale at the Sheraton Hotel. If you need more details, please check out our online event center at events.ambitenergy.com. Click on the Schedule tab at the top of the page and get ready for the best Ambition ever. And thanks for joining us for our Ambition Minute. Now back to our regular scheduled podcast. So, as I was saying, I had a great time up in Illinois and had the opportunity to hear some really incredible stories. And one of which was actually from an executive consultant that actually hails from Center, Missouri. And I'm very lucky to have him on the podcast today. Please join me in welcoming executive consultant Clint Hummel to the podcast. Welcome, Clint.
Well, it's a huge honor to be on here. I really appreciate the time, and it was just super fantastic to have Wayne and the corporate there at the event. It just made it so great to have them because they are so tremendous in so many great ways.
Well, thank you. You make me get all big-headed over that. We had a great time, didn't we? I mean, it was a great turnout. I mean, all of you guys did a phenomenal job, and that's the first time you've ever had a training event of that size and caliber in the Southern Illinois area. And I've got to say kudos to everybody that was involved in that. There was a number of ECs and of course, national consultants, Sean Connette and Danny Kirby. And you guys all did a great job and made us from corporate feel very welcome. And kudos to you guys. That's for definite. So now, you know what? You've been in this business for I guess, what, going on 6 or 7 years now?
Yeah, started December 5th, 2007.
Wow, that's a way back. That really is. Tell me, what is it that you actually did before coming into Ambit?
Well, before Ambit, I used to work full-time at a factory, over 70 hours a week, me and a wife both, and we had it worked in construction. And, you know, I was basically working 100 hours a week and didn't have time. You know, we had five children. Every morning, we had to go pick up our kids around 3:30, quarter to 4 from daycare. And that was our time of seeing our kids, my main time, and carrying them from the car to the house. And it was so tough, but the problem was the kids were having a hard time. They had no mom and dad. We was mother and father, mm-hmm. but we wasn't there. We wasn't there to help them out. And it was just so bad that the situation, but we said a prayer a week before and that, you know, God, I don't mind me working 100 hours a week, but I don't want my kids suffering. Please give me something else. A week later, somebody brought out this video about this awesome company, Ambit Energy.
Oh, wow. I think that's a story that, you know, it runs through so many of our population of consultants, that people really working hard just to make ends meet. And now, I heard you say 3:30 in the morning. Were you guys working like the night shift at that time, or...?
Yes, we was working from afternoon to, we was working 12-hour shifts, so, and we went in half into the evening to third shift, and then we would get off their work, and then, you know, we had to drive basically an hour to get to work also, so there was basically, you know, 14 hours that we was not around.
I know that feeling. I know with my daughter now, she's 21, but when she was a young lady before I came to Ambit, we actually worked nights, and we used to go pick her up at 4:30 in the morning. So I know how stressful that can be on a relationship. Now, you mentioned there that you said a prayer, and I guess your prayers were really answered with, you know, the introduction of Ambit Energy. What did you think about when you first saw the opportunity of Ambit?
When I saw the opportunity of Ambit, I was just so excited, you know, and I knew right then and there, this is the answer to prayer. You know, the deregulation of energy, the biggest transition of wealth in history. And I said, I'm sitting in a state that's non-deregulated, and it was only in Texas and New York. And I'm like, I don't care. You know, it's energy. I know this is going to be answered to prayer. I'm going to do it. This will change our life and give our family back to us, which they haven't had, we haven't had forever. And so when we did it, we saw it, and we got started.
Now, you know, I know Shana works the business really actively with you, and, you know, unfortunately she couldn't be on the podcast with us today. But you know, what was her reaction when you brought this opportunity home?
When I first brought it home, she said, she was asking a bunch of questions. She wasn't really paying attention real well to the presentation. And but she was listening constantly, and she was running in and out of the room, but she heard every word. And she says, she asked him, well, is it in Missouri? No, we don't want it. Well, can I sign up my friends that I know in Illinois? No, I don't want it. But what she did, though, was this. She knew she was going to be able to say one or two things in the future. She said, I knew I was going to be, and she didn't tell me this, but she told me this later, and this is good. You'll love this. But she said, I was going to be able to tell you either I told you so or I'm glad you did. And this is hard for her to admit, but she says, I'm so glad you did. And she says that in front of other people. I do have witnesses on that.
Yeah, you know, that struck me as so funny and so real when I was up there in Southern Illinois with you guys a couple of weeks ago. When she said that to me, I was like, you know, that it's beautiful because, you know, she didn't get to say I told you so, but, you know, you certainly have. And you guys have been, you know, you've worked really hard at this, obviously. There's a lot of challenges to working, you know, basing yourself in a state that isn't deregulated. Isn't that the case?
Yes, but, you know, if you know where you're going, and we knew it was for our kids and to get time to spend time with their family and have them have a real life, so it doesn't matter. You know, we was going to find a way to do the business, and we just started asking everybody we know if they knew anybody, and that's how we tapped into the area is what we're doing it.
Got you. So you heard it, folks. You know, if Clint and Shana can do it based out of central Missouri, if you're in one of the markets that we're in, you know, you got no excuse. Get out there and just work your leads and work your contacts. It is a business. It's really about making relationships. Isn't that the case, Clint?
Yes. You know, anywhere you go, like now, you know, of course we contacted our list, and then we're always adding to our list, but anywhere I go now, I know we have something that could change that person's life, and I feel bad if I don't offer it to them. You know, if they want to change their life and are teachable and willing to follow the system and do everything with integrity, then we know we could accomplish their dreams financially if they want.
Exactly. You know, Danny Kirby said something at your training session, your training conference that really struck me, and that is, you know, if people are looking at this and saying they, you know, they're ready to give up, it's not for them. You know, is your dream big enough? Do you think that's important to have a big dream, a big why?
Absolutely. And I learned this from many successful people as I got to listening and started learning from others. You know, if you know where you're going, you could get there. But if you don't have no way of knowing, then you're not going to get there. So first thing I like to do, and if somebody doesn't have a why, then I truly believe they ain't going to get there. Mm-hmm. And I want to sit them down and find out what they're going to do if they have the time and money to live their life the way they want it. Once you got that defined, they got it written down where they could see it, then they could accomplish it.
I know you shared with me when I was up there that when you first started it, you probably did everything the wrong way. Isn't that what you said to me?
Yes. Yes, I did. I'm very hard-headed, I got to admit. And what I did the first few months, I just went out there and did whatever I wanted. And I didn't listen to nobody. I wouldn't talk to, none of the leadership. But here's what happened. I knew I was going from point A to point B, and where my why was, and people even thought, man, he's not going to make it. this was consultants, and this was my somebody in my team that believed I wasn't going to make it. But I knew I was going to get there. But then this is what happened. I went to a big event, and I saw all these millionaires going across and doing this system. They was doing, the system that Ambit has out there. And I started following the system. And what I did in 3 days, I did 700% more in 3 days than I did in 3 months. And that propelled our business. And you know, it's so neat. Most people in Ambit and around me and the team, they do things a lot quicker because they ain't as hard-headed as I was, because I could tell them the story of how I was so hard-headed and I wouldn't listen to nobody.
The more and more I dig into stories and the Ambit journeys of all of our consultants, the more and more I see a lot of consultants have really got a very similar story in that respect. Training and learning the system is important, and getting the trained events like the Ambit Midwest Training Conference and Power Trip, and of course Ambition is a big deal. And sometimes it's even tough to get to Ambition. I know you guys actually piled into a van and drove down to Ambition one year, right?
Yes, we did. Well, our leaders told us, no matter what, you need to get this event. And we're like, there's no way. And they said, well, find a way. And we said, but there's no way. They said, find a way. You need to get there. Well, we had this van, and here's what happened. We're going down there. We packed full, and we get this flat tire. As we're going through, and we're driving through Louisiana, and nobody's stopping. We had a four-way, and it stripped out, so we couldn't take the lugs off.
Oh my gosh!
And traffic's pouring down and pouring by, and we couldn't figure out where nobody's stopping. Well, we all jumped in the van and hid, and just had Pachain out there. Well, somebody stopped right away with this big old diesel pulled up there, and he says, "You know what?" He says, "You know why nobody's stopping? Right over the hills, the prison." So we was by the prison there, and but thankfully, the guy come out and we give him his card, of course. But he had a four way, and we pulled the tire right off and replaced it. But we also had another thing going on. There was a switch that messed up on the wiper. The windshield wiper kept on going back and forth, and we couldn't shut it off. Well, we pulled up at a gas station, the group jumped out of there, and he pulled out the plug for the wiper going back and forth, and it stopped. Of course, then the radio wouldn't work.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was really tough, so we went ahead and put the...
That's a long drive. How long a drive is that?
It's about 11 hours for us.
Yeah, it's a long time without any music.
Yes. But it was... we're so glad we made it, because some events is why we're here today. If we didn't go to there and make it and travel through that, but anything, you got to get to these events. These events propel your business. And if we didn't go to the event, I still would have been hard-headed, trying to do it my own way, and I wouldn't listen to nobody. It just kind of, when I seen all these millionaires go across stage, and they said, do this, 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 and this, and we're like, why don't they answer the questions? And the second one, finally, me and Shana Diss, we looked at each other, we said, we're going to prove them wrong. And we're going to do exactly as you say. And we did, and we proved them right. And that's when I said we had that 700% increase in 3 days compared to 3 months.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, you've been, very, very much the hard workers out there, and you've reached some success with this. I see from my list here you're actually going on the five-star trip in October.
Yes, that's going to be a huge honor, and it's all because of the team. It wasn't nothing we did, but our team, they're a lot better listeners than we are, and they follow the system, which is a good blessing, and it seems like they're promoting quicker than what we did, and I love it. We went on a five-star before, and what's so neat is we get to bring back so much from such great leaders of Ambit, and we pick up different things. I recommend anybody shoot for these five-star trips. You're actually hanging out with Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss, and then all the leaders, the top earners, the top producers of the company, and you get to learn different things, little bitty things. You know, you never take away from the core system, but they may have something just a little bit extra for you that you could get your team or better ideals of setting up things, and it really works good. But then it's a paradise. When you go on one of these five-star trips, you are treated like royalty, and it makes you get away and just relax and totally get to enjoy and clear your mind and have a big time, which I love it with my wife, the greatest girl in the world.
I was very impressed with the way you both handle yourselves as a couple, and I got a chance to meet some of your family up there too. Your daughter didn't seem too happy about being dragged up on stage in the training.
Oh, that was so fun. And you know what's so neat? Being where we're at now, we get to, you know, being with Ambit, and you learn to not minimize your dreams. You know, and as our children are growing up, we get to teach them, you know, that you can accomplish whatever you want if you put your mind to it and you do the right things. And being where we could take her with us, you know, she's loving it. But it was being with family and being where we're at now, we could pass on a lot of our success principles we have learned being with Ambit Energy. Mm-hmm. And, it's so great because they're growing up. I mean, you know, like I said before, we had no time with their kids, and they was, you ever see the craziest kids in the world? That was ours. They used to run around, get in things. It's kind of like the Little Rascals on steroids, I think. But now they're the greatest kids in the world, and they listen and they do things. And used to take two grandmas to watch them all. Now either one to watch them, and we have a big time, and truly believe we're the most blessed and luckiest people in the world because of it.
Well, you know what? Well, we're certainly blessed at Ambit to have people with the integrity and the hardworking nature of yourselves and Shana on board. And you know what, Clint, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. It was a real pleasure chatting with you. I know people are going to get an awful lot out of your Ambit journey.
Well, it's been a huge honor being on here. And hopefully, you know, one little thing, you know, like our goal is to help 10,000 people become financially free. And I'm hoping it's you who's ever listening. You know, if you want it, reach out, grab it, because it's there for the taking. Thank you so much, Wayne, for having us. We really appreciate each and everything you guys do. You guys are definitely the best of the best.
What a great time I just had talking with executive consultant from Center Missouri, Clint Hummel. As always, please share this podcast with your team members and tell them where to find us. Want to listen to past episodes of the podcast? Well, visit us at www.ambitsuccess.com. You'll find a complete archive of all podcasts there in the news section. Or check us out on iTunes, where you can also subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'm Wayne McMullen for Ambit Field Recognition, and you've been listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast. Work hard, dream big, and I'll catch you at Ambition.